So he went over and
sat down.
And you were at a table with some guests eating a meal. They don't seem to be doing anything. So they just sat down. And so you say, well, go ahead and...
help yourself.
And it happens to be broccoli. And they don't like broccoli. So they said, well, I'm sorry, I don't...
I don't eat this, or I don't care for this, or I don't like it. Probably you just say, if you want to be polite, you'd say, I don't care for any.
Yeah, that, there's a difference of how polite you are.
Yeah.
If you know your audience here.
You just don't tell them, well, I don't like it. You'd say, I don't care for any.
Okay, that's the distinction I wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say, I don't choose any? I don't choose
any? No, I don't care for any.
Okay. Now, if you had something for lunch, and you had the same thing again for dinner, and you still had some left, so you used it for supper, you might say, we did what?
I had leftovers.
And you might say, we had leftover food or warmed over food.
Well, I usually just say leftovers.
And then you might say, the steak was so tough that we couldn't...
couldn't chew it.
And if you take some some cornmeal and boil it up, you have
mush.
Some. Okay. Now, I'm not sure about this next. How about hominy? Do you have hominy?
Well, no. We don't make it. We never made any, did we?
No.
So that you wouldn't know anything about grits or big hominy? Or
no.
Now, a general term for things like carrots, peas, corn.
Vegetables.
And you grow your vegetables in your...
garden.
I'm sorry, I'm not talking loud enough, am I? I keep forgetting.
I think she sometimes don't hear you.
I'm sorry, I'll try to talk louder. Now, if you had a piece of leather and you wanted to make sure that people didn't think it was imitation, you'd say, this is not an imitation, this is...
genuine.
And something you might put on your toast for breakfast in the morning, you put butter on it maybe, or jam, or you might use some, just some sweet elderberry or...
jelly.
If I had an orange and you wanted it, you might ask me for it. How would you ask me for it? You'd say, please give me...
Well...
say I have a dozen of them here, and
yeah,
it'll only take...
give me one.
Or
can I have one?
Or you say, begin it with give me, and use the word orange.
Give me an orange.
Or if I had a dozen apples and you want to do the same thing, you'd say, please give...
please give me an apple.
Alright. If we, we're talking about a couple groups of boys, we would say, it wasn't one of these boys, it was...
it was those boys.
And if something's, oh, it's not close here. It's just over.
Just a little ways.
You wouldn't say yonder. Just
no.
Over yonder or over there. Would you say just over
well,
there?
Well, just over there, but yeah.
Or back
you
there.
You could say just.
Mm-hmm. Somebody tells you don't do it that way. Do it
this way.
And if we're talking about two men.